With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After clearing the Senate by a single vote, that of Vice President Vance, the Republican spending and tax cut bill has landed in the House. President Trump is pleased.
This bill has something for everybody by doing it this way. So we're happy about it. We're happy with the result.
Mr. Trump hopes to sign a final version of the measure on Independence Day Friday. And the president says there's a new Gaza ceasefire proposal that's been accepted by Israel. He's hoping Hamas will follow suit.
Israel carried out more deadly airstrikes in Gaza Tuesday, but by evening, President Trump announced Israel had agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire. Trump has stepped up pressure on Israel and Hamas for a ceasefire hostage release deal and ultimately an end to the war in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due at the White House for talks on Monday, and Trump urged Hamas to accept the latest deal because he says it will not get better, writing in all caps, it will only get worse. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Looking after America first, the Pentagon pausing an arms shipment to Ukraine.
Officials say Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the halt due to concerns about shrinking U.S. military stockpiles. The move comes weeks after Hegseth ordered a review of the U.S. munitions inventory. Government sources say the U.S. stockpile has been depleted after years of sending weapons to Ukraine and its war with Russia.
Correspondent Tasha Stevens saying we want to bring our elections back. President Trump is working to exclude illegal aliens from being included in the census headcount. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if the count was fair and accurate, California would lose 5 congressional seats, says his state has been unfairly shortchanged. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 102 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 1 point. This is SRN News. A new study examines pastors and counseling.
The Lifeway Research Report can be boiled down to this. America's Protestant clergymen have less training in how to counsel individuals, but at the same time are less willing to refer those people to professionals outside the church. All this at a time when more parishioners seem to want counseling. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "We're seeing a decline in pastors developing their counseling skills and having lay counseling ministries." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Zohran Mamdani, an outspoken critic of Israel, is the expected Democrat nominee for mayor in America's most Jewish city. That's raising alarm among some in New York's Jewish community. They're worried about rising anti-Semitism and their waning political influence in the Big Apple. Mamdani has declined to support the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state, refusing to denounce the term global intifada, and supports the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement. This is SRN News. Wimbledon chooses technology over the human touch.
There are no line judges at the All England Club's matches of the oldest Grand Slam tournament. Rulings on whether the ball was in or out instead were made by an electronic line-calling system that uses recorded voices to announce when a shot lands astray. The new setup puts Wimbledon in line with nearly every other top-tier tennis event on all surfaces, although the French Open, played on red clay, remains an exception, sticking with judges. John Scott reporting.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina has become the fastest-growing U.S. metro for seniors. Census Bureau data shows its population age 65 and older grew by 6.3% last year. That's the highest rate nationwide. The total U.S. senior population grew by 3.1% last year. More details at srnnews.com.